Good morning, everyone. We have so many people on the call, and we just want to welcome you to the new year and Nourish the Children. This is the Nourish the Children Leadership Call, which occurs every other Wednesday. And this morning we have a wonderful guest speaker. Our guest speaker this morning is Wynn Dersch. And Wynn Dersch has been with the company for 13 years. He's the Senior Director of Global Product Regulatory Affairs. And so, but more important than that, Wynn is the gentleman behind the formulation of the Vitameal. And he just has such a wonderful story, and so we're very excited to have you on the call this morning, Wynn. And first of all, let's ask you, so that's a long title that you have there. Explain what it is on a daily basis that you do.
Let me first apologize for the frog. You know, it's nice to be with family in the house, but my grandchildren decided that Grandpa needed to share with their cold. And so if I sound a little froggy, that's...
Conference muted.
As I look at the opportunities that have come my way here at Nu Skin, I initially started out as one of the scientists developing products, and as time went on, progressed to have some management responsibilities, and Joe Chang came to me one day and said, "Wynn, would you take responsibility for regulatory affairs?" What that means is that my team and I have the opportunity to register all of the products in every country that we're in. It initially was just Pharmanex products I worked on, and then Joe said, "Can you cover Nu Skin as well?" So my team, we register all of the products everywhere in the world to make sure that everyone has an opportunity to purchase them.
Okay, well, that's got to keep you busy, knowing there's so many products that are out there. So, and a lot of the different countries, I know, have different products that we offer, too, so that has to keep you on your toes. Well, let's talk a little bit, then, about the past and what happened when the company, I know we acquired from Food Harvest, this opportunity. And then can you kind of tell us the story about what happened and how Vitameal came about?
I'd be glad to. It was interesting when First Harvest was looked at by Blake and Truman. They were very interested in the project that there was going on to help feed starving children around the world. But as they invited me as a food scientist to look at the product that they were selling, I noticed that what they had done has converted a food product that they were initially distributing to geriatric patients or folks in assisted care facilities, and they had concentrated a great deal of the nutrients into a very small serving, which was about one half a cup, that would give you almost 100% of the nutrients that an older person would need. And as I approached Blake and Truman, I said, "You know, this is actually very dangerous to be giving to children. Could you give me a little bit of time to come up with a formula that I think would probably be better and then take and distribute the appropriate nutrients for a young child over a larger volume to fill their little tummies, but give them the nutrition that they need and give it to them in a way that they can have more than one meal a day and then still get the proper nutrition for a starving child." With that, knowing that I do have a little background in nutrition, but not an expert in starving peoples, along with Carsten Schmidt, who used to be with the company, is a nutritionist, and he got his training at the University of California, Davis. And he had a professor who was an expert in feeding starving children in third world countries. And so with his expert advice, we asked him, "What would you do to provide the proper nutrition to a child who needed to be provided the nutrition to help them get beyond the problems of malnutrition?" And Dr. Ken Brown was kind enough to give us his guidance and direction. And so we incorporated into the product that we know now as Vitameal, those nutritional principles and that sound nutrition. What was interesting is that I actually built the very first Vitameal on my stove at home when I knew that many people really love to consume, it's not love, but they actually are required to consume rice because that's all they have available. And knowing enough about the nutritional properties of rice, I said, I've got to give them something else, but it needs to cook at the same time. And so one of those key kind of macronutrient food sources are legumes, and those are the beans of the world. And I was very familiar because I love to have lentil soup with lentils, and so we combined rice and lentils in that very first Vitameal that we know that we distribute around the world in many of our countries that we serve. And so that's how it started, right there on my stove at home with the sound advice from an expert, and we have proceeded since then.
Wow, that is just amazing. Now, in the formulation, first of all, we understand that there's three different formulations of Vitameal, like one here in the U.S., one in, it's different in Malawi than it is in Czechoslovakia, correct?
That's correct.
So then for each country, you had to, you know, kind of come up with a new recipe?
That's correct. Let me share with you what we did in Malawi. Initially, I assumed that we probably could try and find a source of rice and lentils in Malawi. And so I was given the opportunity to travel to Malawi and spent several days with Napoleon Zombe, who we all are very well aware of. And as we traveled, I thought, well, I don't see any rice growing here. And I asked him, no, we just there's a little bit of rice production, but not sufficient for the need. And we're just not familiar with lentils to a great extent here. And so I started investigating. I thought, well, you know, they have the third largest lake in all of Africa. Maybe I can tap into the resources of their fishery. But when I traveled to Lake Malawi, they were still harvesting fish in dugout canoes and nets thrown from the side. And I said, nope, that's not going to work. But they had a lot of maize, a lot of corn that we would typically use in probably feeding of livestock. But I noticed that that's what they were consuming all the time. And I said, like the rice, the maize is deficient in some essential amino acids. But if I could add another legume to it that they're familiar with growing, I could probably come up with a product that would be equal in nutrition to the other Vitameal that has a rice lentil mix. And so I discovered that they did know how to raise soybeans, and knowing that there were some issues with both the maize that they were growing and the soybeans, I went back to my experience in the United States as a food scientist and said, you know, if we can heat treat both of these grains, I'll be able to provide them with a product that will give sound nutrition and we can move forward. So what I discovered was a facility that produced roasters that often are used for processing grains for the animal feed industry. But I also knew that around the world, many of the third world populations were also roasting their grains for the benefits that they needed. And so I invited them to participate. They shipped to Malawi a very outstanding roaster. And we were able to roast not only the maize, but the soybeans, providing us the ability to have a product, again, that had the equal nutrition as did the rice lentil. The thing that was intriguing was that as we roasted the maize, then where they typically had to take the outer shell of the kernel off, I didn't have to do that anymore. The heat had converted it into a more palatable and a little more available source of nutrients, as well as when we roasted the soybeans, we were able to inactivate the trypsin inhibitor that is present in soybeans naturally. And then as I milled them together, that flour that typically would be very fluffy and dusty was then benefited by the amount of oil that was in the soybeans. And we ended up with a wonderful product using the very same enrichment that we had developed for the other Vitamil rice lentil product. And now we had two versions of Vitamil, a Vitamil porridge in Africa, and Vitamil rice lentil for the rest of the world, both of them having an 85% protein efficiency ratio, which was exciting for me.
Now, I know when I was in Malawi, they, as you know, we cooked some up, they gave us each a bowl so that we could try it, and it's really very good. It kind of reminded me a little bit of a cream of wheat, maybe with a corn taste to it. You know, it was really very tasty, and so that's good. So now, when you say there's, you know, the rice lentil here in the United States and again in China, is the product in China the same as the one in the United States, or is it different as well?
The product that we export for distribution around the world is identical to that in the United States. Unfortunately, the product that we have to are only allowed to use in the domestic distribution in China has had to be modified a bit to comply with the nutritional standards. But it is still the product that is donated locally in China is still a very nutritious and wonderful product for the Chinese children.
So the product then in China that they purchase for personal consumption has a different amount of the nutrients in it than the one that is set for donation? Is that what you're saying?
That is correct.
Oh, okay. Is it less nutrients, or did they require more?
No, they require less nutrients. Some of the levels that we find optimum for malnourished children were reduced by their regulatory environment, but still the very nutritious product for domestic consumption.
Now, I heard a while ago that the world supply of lentils was, the price was being driven up and it was harder to get them. Is that something of the past? Have we had a problem with that, or are we doing okay?
We actually are doing okay. The price is still high. That was created by a situation in India, where the Indian government banned any export of lentils out of India because they wanted to keep the lentils in India itself to benefit their people. And with that, it drove the market higher. Canada, China, the United States, all are major lentil producers. But that did cause us an issue. But we still have sufficient supply of good quality lentils to use for our products.
Fabulous. Now, Wynn, could you tell us a little bit, changing the subject just a little bit, about, I mean, we know that there's all these nutrients in there. So for the people on the call that don't understand why this food product is so unique and what it does for a child who is facing starvation, death. Could you tell us a little bit why Vitamil is so unique and what these nutrients do?
Be glad to. As we look at, you know, I'm going to step back just momentarily. It was a very interesting blessing that I had when I was in Africa to develop the other product. You know, I mentioned the protein efficiency ratio of 85%. That's kind of one of those numbers that a nutritionist likes to hear, because they really, in order for a small body to grow and progress, it really needs the proper balance of amino acids. I discovered that something that they normally consume, which to us would be kind of like a mustard greens or something like that, when they eat that on a normal basis, which they often do, it took the protein deficiency ratio that I had built into the product and drove it right to 100% because of the unique amino acids. And I had to smile and say, somebody's watching after these children, because now they have an even better product. But it's, when I reflect on that, it was the thing that happened to me was, as I'd look into these children, and I'd watch them as they'd get a bag of Vitamil and they'd take it off, and I'd come back to another distribution and I'd look, and it was something interesting. You know, I could talk, we don't have a lot of time to go into a scientific discussion, but when I looked into the eyes of these kids, initially they would be gray or yellow. And so the eyes of that young girl or young boy looking up at me holding that Vitamil bag tied in their arms, it was kind of one of those interesting things. The eyes used to look at an empty bowl, and these eyes are kind of filled with, now with that bag of Vitamil, with hope. Because one of the key things, one of the key benefits, is that these eyes are protected from the blinding effects of xerophthalmia. Can you imagine that? These little eyes that now can wink at a friend or run around and play. These eyes sparkle with clarity now because of Vitamil, because we've put into that proper balance. Again, the eyes of nearly 5 million children each year are closed from the effects of malnutrition. Deficiencies in vitamin A, iron, iodine are well substantiated, while deficiencies in folate, zinc, and B vitamins, these are all concerns for nutritionists working with children in these starving populations. So the multiple nutrient deficiencies that exist in most situations we face with these children produce a vicious cycle of malnutrition that's associated with diseases, and it continues to plague the poor and starving populations of the world. So as I mentioned before, with the help of Dr. Brown, he gave us the advice and said, okay, now if you'll use these levels, these will help, like I mentioned earlier, those vitamin A deficiencies that are so important in keeping eyesight. If you put that balance in there, now these children, they have to have the right amounts of calories, the right amounts of proteins. They do need fat for brain development. They also need that carbohydrate. But in an undernourished child, they need to have all of these, along with the micronutrients, to give them that correct balance that will help basically solve these nutrient deficiencies and promote their growth and development of these children. Now, a child needs about 600 calories per meal. Added to the calories, we need that protein and fat, as I mentioned earlier, to aid in their growth and development. Often, protein energy malnutrition is simply the lack of sufficient food to maintain life. And it's probably the leading cause of death in these underdeveloped countries. While protein deficiency predominates, kwashiorkor occurs. Marasmus is manifest when much of the energy deficiency predominates. Vitamil provides about 590 calories, 23 grams of protein, and about 9 grams of fat per serving. Both the rice lentil meal as well as the maize soy meal, both of them have about those same levels of nutrients. These levels provide the growing child nutritious amounts of macronutrients for normal growth, muscle and brain development. Now, the high amounts of essential fatty acids encourage normal brain development and skin and health and immune defense. While vitamin A is important in growth, vision, and immunity, we've put a good balance in Vitamil, and Vitamil is high in vitamin A. The deficiency of vitamin A often leads to blindness, and I've mentioned that long-term xerophthalmia, and it affects children worldwide. And it can be eliminated by the addition of vitamin A to the diet. some activities around the world are to give very high doses in acute treatment to prevent this blindness that occurs with a vitamin A deficiency. But we have built that into Vitamil, and it has, as I mentioned earlier, seen in the clarity and vision of these children as we've provided them. Vitamil provides 100% of the recommended B vitamins per serving. It's, if you were to understand the benefits of vitamin B, without it, you have a loss of energy metabolism. It leads to anemia, depression, and poor muscle coordination, and with neurological damage, etc. And many of these problems have occurred and been reported with when B vitamins are missing. Often, if you see these images of children, there's the lack of skeletal development that contributes to their stunting and the growth ailments in undernourished children. Bone nutrients like calcium, magnesium, phosphorus, vitamins D and K are found in very generous amounts in Vitamil. Iron, due to its role in oxygen transport and hemoglobin and energy metabolism, is critical to the human diet, and so the anemia that results from its deficiency is again ameliorated with Vitamil because it provides a healthy level in each serving of iron. Zinc is another mineral that's added to Vitamil at levels to aid in the blunting, that aids in to blunt the growth retardation in these third world countries. Now, if you understand zinc and its benefits, it complexes with the nucleotides and peptides and proteins and amino acids that are associated with many enzymes. And so it's a critical role. It has a critical role in many of the biomembranes in our bodies. And so we see that children with zinc deficiency suffer with growth retardation. And so the benefits, again, derived by having the proper level of zinc found in Vitamil. On top of it, we know that these children often suffer from diarrhea. And when they suffer from diarrhea, they're losing electrolytes. And so we've balanced the level of potassium and sodium to help give that normal fluid balance and help with the muscle function for these children. So the essential vitamins and minerals are used to fortify the macronutrients found in Vitamil, and it's just a wonderful blessing. And I always go back, to the fact that as I look into these children's eyes, whether the product is finds its way to a Jewish population or a Muslim population or a population that requires a vegetarian meal, we've tried to make sure that they will be satisfied in each of those, even with kind of a religious background. And so with that, I guess I will conclude my observations about the uniqueness of Vitamil by saying it's not just the macronutrients, it's not just the micronutrients, it's just these eyes, but the smile that complements the happy and healthy eyes that of the children that consume Vitamil.
Wow, Wynn, that is an amazing amount of information. And how it all came together is such a miracle of a story that, I believe God's hand was definitely there, and you are such an angel to be able to put this all together. And, as you talk about the eyes and the lack of luster in them, there's also the effect in their hair, right? I mean, I noticed that, our little Janet, which you see on the new microsite, that little picture of the girl that comes up, we saw her when she was first brought to that orphanage, and she had red hair along with her little friend Michael and the thin arms and the bloated belly. And can you tell us what happens, as they get these nutrients, what happens to that red hair?
Well, as I mentioned, the importance of having the proper amino acid balance, their little bodies respond. And their hair gets, that beautiful luster, and it darkens as it should, and it's not faded. It just becomes like everything else in their little bodies. Their skin tone, their hair not only texture, but the beauty that's there in the luster just comes back to life. And it's, they're not gray. You know, there's this lack of, you know, it's like you're, initially you're looking at a little ghost, but after that you're looking at a vibrant, happy, healthy child that can run and jump and play and enjoy life.
That is amazing. And how long do you find that it takes on a diet of Vitamil to change some of those things around? Is it a month? Is it 2 months? What are we looking at?
To be honest with you, we've never performed a study because we feel that we need to put our dollars into feeding these children. But reports from those who have, in like an orphanage situations and in other settings, they initially see within a month some initial responses of these children. But after 2 or 3 months, these children are as if they really had very little impact of the malnutrition, the starvation that was there before.
So being that, you know, you just see that difference within a month, how important is it, do you feel, that every distributor could just share a bag, one bag a month on their ADR? What difference that you see that makes?
Well, you know, I can quote the numbers of children that are benefited in Malawi, for example. We're feeding about 80,000, and on some months we can spread that to almost 100,000 children in a month. And can you imagine the lives that are being blessed, even just one country, but around the globe, in places like the Philippines, in China itself, and in Central and South America, these children, what a blessing to their lives, simply by having in their daily regime this nutritious, wonderful product, Vitamil.
That is amazing. Now, John, are you on? I think you had a question for Wynn.
Yes. Wynn, how are you today?
I'm well, other than my cold.
Thank you for all you do and your expertise. It's great. Wynn, you've covered the benefits of Vitamil, but we often hear of other suppliers of charity and humanitarian efforts, and they're sending over processed foods like cereal and Pop-Tarts and Twinkies. And while they fill the stomach, could you maybe address quickly maybe some of the things that we don't know about what that food could do in places like Africa and China?
Well, what we've discovered as I was looking, even like the earlier example of the product that had way too many nutrients that could be toxic to a child, you could imagine what would be. Let's take, for example, the traditional can of Campbell's soup. Often that was donated by people, but the level of sodium was so high that these poor children, when it came to their diarrhea problems and electrolyte balance needed, it was actually causing them more problems. The hollow nutrients that would be found like in a Pop-Tart, they claim to have some vitamin and mineral added to them, but think about it. They're basically just hollow nutrients. Very, very limited benefit. And if for example, you were to just supply them with a bag of maize, if you recall, in order for me to get that protein efficiency ratio, I could give them just another bag of wheat or a bag of maize because it's just empty. You don't have that balance, and so you don't have the proper amino acid balance. And so without thinking about the overall benefits, you're just filling a little tummy but not giving them the ability to grow when you provide these other products.
Wynn, you might want to mention that your analysis, if you haven't, your analysis of SEMA.
We actually did a study on SEMA, and we did some testing. And that the SEMA is what the normal child in Africa eats. And like I mentioned before, it was so deficient that I was just really sad, but very happy that we were able to combine it in our product. That wonderful positive benefit of having the extra amino acids and the fats coming from the soy to bless those children.
Thank you very much.
And Brent, do you have any other questions?
Well, I think that, you know, what a wonderful job. We are so grateful for Wynn, you know, that he's sensitive to these issues and understands, you know. I mean, you know, and he's already mentioned, you know, all of these, the process he's gone through to develop this, but it's much more complex than you'd think to have it cook all at the same time, to have the right ingredients, the right nutrients, you know, because, you know, I kept pushing him a little bit because I said, well, you know, I'm not sure everybody likes to have lentils, you know, and he just demonstrated to me that how nutritious those are. I started eating lentils after he showed me, for goodness sakes. And there's, you know, so many aspects that go into this. So I can't tell you how much we appreciate Wynn's involvement. It makes all the difference in being able to provide the right kind of food to these kids.
Well, it is truly a blessing, Wynn. And I knew when you said that you would join us that this call would be one recorded call that will be used as just, you know, great support material for every distributor that's out there. And we want to thank you so much for joining us and giving us all of this amazing information. And bless you, and we hope you get over your cold. And we want to thank you just so much for, like Brent said, for everything that you do.
Well, Chris, thank you so much also for giving me the opportunity. And to each of the distributors, what a wonderful opportunity you have in touching the lives of so many children. And whether it's one bag or whether it's 50 bags, what a blessing that these children have versus other programs where so much of our product actually goes right to the children and not to some administrative thing. So bless you all for the things that you're doing in touching lives as well.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you, Wynn.
Let me just mention one other thing, if I could, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet he hasn't told us. I came on just a little bit late. But the reality is that, you know, we want to make sure that the product that is being put out in these plants is being created properly, that it's nutritious, that it's, you know, that it's safe, et cetera, et cetera. And I want you to know that the Wynn travels down to Malawi twice a year to check on the plant, to do, you know, the quality control kind of analysis, to take a look and make sure, see if there's ways that they can improve the system, to work with Napoleon, et cetera, you know, and the plant manager to try to make sure that this is a quality product that's given there. So that's the kind of dedication I think you all ought to be aware that, you know, we have an expert like Wynn who takes an interest to make sure that the product is the quality that you can be proud of.
Well, I think, again, it's just the story of our company. And no matter what we do in what area that we're working in, it's just that premium, number one, attention to every detail. That's what I was so impressed with, Brent. You know, when we went to Malawi was that, and we went to the factory, that, you know, first of all, you know, the quality control, we all had to put on the hats and the boots before we went in. That when we went in to see all those nutrients that are being put in there, what you explained to us was that they're the same quality that goes in our Life Pack and our Life Pack Nano, right?
That is correct.
So when you're purchasing that bag of Vitameal, just know what a unique product that you're putting into the hands of a child. And they know it. You put that bag in their hands, and I've never seen such amazing smiles. So thank you very much, and thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.